you're hearing this before listening to the weekly show, are you sure you meant to do that? If not, stop now and go do that first.
Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language.
You're listening to Extra Large on Discourse.
Oh yeah, I'm back.
Oh yeah, we're back. Yeah, go on.
Well, it's Sausage Factory business. I didn't think the little stings they were playing directly into the mix, they sounded like they were coming through your mic.
Nope.
Just okay, fine, sure.
No, they weren't.
All right. They just sounded a bit, you know, a bit distant.
Yep.
Good. Where did this leave us? What were you going to talk about? Something else.
We could talk about so many things. We could talk about... Man. I don't want to do the Finland thing.
What was that thing you're talking about with Farah?
Yeah, that's the Finland thing. Here's the thing. He seems to really like posting up tenuously related. If there's any possibility he can post a picture of a quite young girl, you know, a late teens girl, related to any story, then he will. Because he's so heterosexual. Definitely not gay. I mean, I don't think he is gay. But why does he post so many pictures of young girls? And what he's posted here is a bunch of Finnish army female soldiers. Who, I mean, one of them looks like she's about 18. The other one looks like she's maybe 19 or 20. Last one looks like she's about 18 or 19. I think he's older than us. I think he's about 40. It's fucking creepy how much he likes younger girls. You know, not illegal. I just think it's inappropriate. I mean, he can like whatever he likes. But just, I mean, it's so gross. He talks about it too much. Yeah.
Where did he find these pictures?
On his hard drive, probably. I think he's probably quite excited about armed forces and also young girls. Maybe he's got a fetish for girls in uniforms.
/users/dpf/documents/army/girl/pics/Finland.
So Kiwana in the chat room says, hey, who doesn't like younger girls? And obviously, lots of people like younger girls. They're virile. They seem, you know, healthy and well-nourished or whatever the hell. But it's creepy to like young girls. Follow the standard rule. I think it's like a Greek rule. Half your age, plus 7. Anything from that down, creepy.
That's quite difficult maths. Hang on a sec.
How old are you? 32?
Yeah, I'll be 32 soon, so but why not? So 32.
So anyone under about 23 for you is a bit creepy.
I reckon.
Yep. You don't think that's true?
I don't know. That seems to be drawing a line. So
yeah, it is drawing a line. Well, it's a rule of thumb.
All right. Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
So, like a 40-year-old with a 27-year-old, a little bit creepy. 30-year-old seems all right. Seems all right. Seems fine.
So I just looked at it. Right, there's an example. What does he say? Hang on, I've lost it again. Jesus, how is this so hard? Why do I find it so difficult to keep tabs where I want them? I've lost it. He said something like, clearly Finland has a more impressive armed forces.
Yeah.
And then shows pictures of three attractive young Finnish.
Conventionally attractive white women.
Yes, well, yep. They're from Finland.
Yeah.
Scandinavian.
Don't be racist.
Sure. I don't think it would be hard to find three very attractive female members, young even female members of the New Zealand Armed Forces. In fact, if you wanted to, you could go down to Devonport, the Devonport Naval Base. There's definitely some there. And, I mean, it's the Navy.
Loads of Navy girls.
Yeah. I remember our friend Ryan had a girlfriend who was in the Navy.
In the Navy.
She can sail the seven seas in the Navy. She played.
You can touch my fine titties in the Navy. In the Navy. Yeah.
Yes. So I don't know. I don't think that three pictures of attractive female members of the military proves anything about the effectiveness or bitterness of Finland's military.
No, he's just proving once again that he's heterosexual and he doesn't need to keep proving it. It's his website. He can post whatever he likes. But he's just posted this kind of thing so often. So often. It's just tiresome. It's, look how not gay I am. I really like girls. Shut up. Move on. Stop being such a blowhard. Stop having such irrational bullshit logic. Well, he can't do that, obviously, because he's hitched his wagon to an ideologically kind of corrupt party. Anyway.
Yeah, I still think that's probably true of a lot of politics.
Yeah, definitely. And as we spoke about last week, Labour Party have lost their fucking way. No question. So here's a comment on Kiwi blog from Psycho Milt. So in his post, David Farrow said, Jerry is right that in several areas, New Zealand is the better performing country. And Milt said, for example, I doubt the Finns have a fat blowhard as stupid as Jerry Brownlee in their government. Yeah, we're way ahead on the fat blowhard factor.
Yeah.
They're probably not struggling to catch up either.
I wouldn't imagine so.
Such a good description, though. Fat blowhard as stupid as Jerry Brownlee.
Yep. No, that's pretty special. David's comment as well. It's like, yeah, New Zealand performs, but like better performing. It doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah. We perform differently in different areas. I think we probably have far more youth suicides than they do. Actually, no, Northern Europe, right. They've got lots of suicides, don't they? Because they have that really horrible, long, dark winter. So maybe that's something that we can level peg with them on.
Great.
Yet another thing that needs to be researched before it's discussed. So bored of stories that require research.
I know. I was just trying really quickly to research it, but it seems to be complex.
Mm.
So, you know. Oh, well.
So, I mean, we could end the show.
Yeah, probably. Can't think. Oh, yeah, actually, I've got a thing.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Stephen Fry said something about the internet, and then we all went into this insane thing about how the internet was broken but wasn't broken in New Zealand.
Yeah.
It was kind of like this comparing New Zealand to Finland thing. It's like you can't just say, look, the internet's cheaper in the US because it's completely different.
Yeah.
We are a small nation separated from all of the world by a very large, very large expanse of water.
Yeah, the largest.
It makes it pretty difficult. A, it's hard to get the information here in the first place, and B, the market to defray the cost is much smaller.
Yeah.
Then, you know, so if you say, oh, but Australia is a long way away from anything as well, you say, well, A, it's not as far away from anything, and B...
No, it's right nestled at the base of Asia's penis.
Yeah, and it's much,
it's the balls larger of Asia.
Much larger market. Anyway.
Yeah, one of their cities is bigger than our entire national population.
Yep, young male suicide rate, New Zealand is 39.9 per 100,000. Finland is 33 per 100,000. Young female waiting. Internet. New Zealand is 6... Well, females don't kill themselves nearly as much as males. 6.2 per 100,000.
Wow, I thought the female rate was higher than boys.
Apparently not, unless I've clicked on the wrong one. No, young females. And Finland is like 3.2, so it's half.
Yeah.
So the difference between...
So we're way ahead on suicide.
Yay!
Hooray! Yay, New Zealand! Stick it to the world! In your arm.
Yep. That's from nationmaster.com, which as far as I know is, you know, not completely useless.
What other criteria can we compare ourselves against them at?
I don't know, pick one.
Amount of cheese produced.
Cheese. Okay, agriculture. Goodness, this is exports to USA. Great God. I know, I'll search for cheese. Hang on. Oh, I know, I'll do this. Wait. Nation Master cheese. Okay, so what do you want? Exports of cheese or imports of cheese?
Exports.
Production of cheese.
Production of cheese.
Gosh. No, I'm not finding good information on this.
What do you think the CIA World Factbook has to say about it?
Food. Oh, what are we? Alcohol consumption? Shall we see if we drink more beer than they do?
Oh, yeah. Why not? Okay. They probably drink better beer than we do. For the most part.
This is not very happy. Finland drinks 79 litres of beer per person.
Yeah.
And New Zealand, 78.
Oh, my God. People. It's so close.
Guess which country drinks the most beer?
Australia.
No, they drink 89 litres per person per year.
Yeah.
Ireland drinks 155.
Wow, that's so far ahead. That's just about two bottles a day.
Yeah.
For every man, woman, and child.
Great. Subway restaurants. We have, I don't know how recent this is because the Subways seem to just keep popping up. We have 146 Subways. Finland has, goodness, do they have any? Finland might not have Subway. Oh my God. We found it.
So they probably beat us on that.
Oh no, sorry, Finland has 21 Subways. So we kick Finland's ass in Subway restaurants, which is, I think, pretty relevant.
New Zealand pirates software, 3% less than Finland.
Excellent.
That's pretty good.
We also have quite a lot more McDonald's than they do.
Yeah.
Jerry Brownlee will be happy to know that. So there you go.
We have more average years of schooling than them. Maybe we're slower. Because they've got the best education system in the world, right? The best outcomes. We've got, like, in the top five anyway. So we're both pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually heard before that Finland is a very good comparison for New Zealand in a lot of respects.
They pay 120% more than we do for petrol.
Are you looking at that? Are you just comparing the two countries?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's more than New Zealand.
Yeah.
What does that say? Gasoline price is 79. What does that mean?
Euros? Cents?
Maybe.
That doesn't seem right. No, it can't be cents. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
And they emit more
carbon. It's the ratio of premium gasoline price to world average. So that's not actually a dollar value there that you're looking at, that 0.79 or that 1.74. It's a ratio, apparently.
We get divorced more than they do.
That's good, because if it sucks, you should get out.
They have more armies than us. All right, I'm tired of this now.
We win there, then. I think that a small army is a good thing until you get invaded.
Hang on, let's just check. Yep. Melanie's just pointed out the Big Mac Index, so I'll see if that's easily Googleable or whatever.
Let's just point out that the total tax wedge on a single worker in Finland,
much, much higher.
45.9% total tax. New Zealand, 19.6%. So let's not pretend that we're overtaxed, eh?
Oh, it's ridiculous. My entire tax, like if you look at my aggregate tax, it's like 24% or something. It's fine.
I'd be very surprised if you paid that much. Don't you have like a whole bunch of kids and a stay-at-home wife taking care of them? I'm sure you get a bunch of kickbacks, don't you?
Not a lot. I earn too much, but although we did have another child, which helps.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was getting, you know, the return wasn't good enough, so we had to have another kid to just make up for it. New Zealand's Big Mac price on the Big Mac Index is $4.05. Finland is, who the hell knows? I can't even see Finland on here. I don't think they're in the Big Mac Index.
Maybe they ban it.
Well, no, look, Sweden, Norway, and Denmark are there, so that's good enough. If we look at those, we'll assume that Finland is basically the same as all of them.
Yeah.
Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, mind you, they're very high on the Finland. In fact, they're almost at the highest. So McDonald's is not very affordable in Scandinavia.
That must be why Jerry Brownlee hates the place.
I would say so.
Can you imagine how much weight he'd lose if he lived somewhere like that?
No, heaps.
None. He'd find a way. So their GDP, as Kevin Long in the chat room has pointed out, they kick our ass on GDP. Yeah, GDP per capita.
Cell phones and Angry Birds.
$33,339 US, I guess, per capita. New Zealand, $25,900 per capita. So they're beating our asses. Way ahead. Far, far ahead. Anyway, let's put a pin in the show, shall we? Chat room, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I hope that the audio quality was better. And perhaps next week we can get some more listeners back. Maybe tell a friend. How about that?
Oh, and a guest. We'll try and get a guest and maybe give something away or neither of those things.
How did that secret thing that we're not going to say, how did that go? Did he reply to you?
Didn't get a reply. So the thing that we're not going to talk about, I know nothing about anymore than I did when you saw the email that I sent to the secret person about the secret thing.
I thought maybe he'd replied to you, just not to both of us. All right.
No, at least if he has, it's gone to my spam filter, which is possible. He sends me a lot of emails.
Have I got a button?
Just there. Look. Up. Yep. That one.
I don't really have a button.
Don't have a button.
You're listening to Extra Large on Discourse.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye.
Fish and chips.
The show is cancelled. Beep.
Don't forget to rewind the tape. Corrections. We've got a winner.